This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay, broadcasting on 104.7 FM and 1431 AM and streaming on the internet at radiohawkesbay.org.nz. Welcome to Kidnappers Cayley for the 15th of March 2026 with Mitch Park. This program is an hour of instrumental music from a range of soloists and bands, with an emphasis on traditional tunes plus original tunes written in traditional style, and mostly Irish this week. On this program we have Johnny Handel, Joe Duran, Tim O'Brien, The Dubliners, Willie Clancy, The Bothy Band, Billy Conroy, Dave Swarbrick and Martin Carthy, Ian Bartlett, Dave Flynn, Mick Gorman, John Douglas, Francis Morton, and John and Jacinta McAvoy. Northumbrian instrumentalist and singer Johnny Handel celebrates his 91st birthday today, the 15th of March. His role in the High Level Ranters was as frontman, accordionist and singer, but he also plays Northumbrian pipes, piano and other instruments. We're about to hear him play whistle on a song tune of his own recorded on his 1991 Carsgate music cassette, A Good Line of Patter. The song, written about the closure of a coal mine in the 1960s, was called Farewell to the Monty. Johnny Handel playing Farewell to the Monty. Randolph, Massachusetts melodeonist Joe Duran was born on the 16th of March 1930 and he died in 2016. His 2010 Compass CD, Grove Lane, contains a mixture of traditional and original tunes, and this sample is a track of all traditional reels. They are Return to Milltown, Kit O'Connor's and Jackson's reels. We'll be right back. Nico Duran playing the return to Milltown, Kit O'Connor's reel and Jackson's reel. Nashville singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist and record producer Tim O'Brien also has a birthday on the 16th of March. By way of salutations, here's a track of him with some spectacularly talented Irish musicians from his 2001 Howdy Skies CD, Two Journeys. With himself on low fiddle, Kevin Burke on fiddle, Michael McGoldrick on flute, Leash Kelly on harp and Steve Cooney on guitar, they play Paddy Fahey's Jig, number one, by Paddy Fahey, Garrett Barry's Jig and The Cliffs of Moher, both traditional. Thank you. Tim O'Brien and company playing Paddy Fahey's jig number one, according to Houlihan, Garrett Barry's jig, and the Cliffs of Moher. Stay with Kidnappers Cayley to hear the Dubliners, Willie Clancy, the Bothy Band, Billy Conroy, Dave Swarbrick and Martin Carthy, Ian Bartlett, Dave Flynn, Mick Gorman, John Douglas, Francis Morton, and John and Jacinta McEvoy. You're listening to Kidnappers Cayley for St. Patrick's Day with Mitch Park on Radio Hawke's Bay, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. As we observe St. Patrick's Day on Tuesday this week, we'll have an appropriate tune for the 17th of March. Here we have the Dubliners on the London Folk Song Cellar back in the mid-60s playing The Knights of St. Patrick. Knights of St. Patrick from the Dubliners. Here's a great tune from a great Uhland piper, recorded on the 1963 Topic 45 RPM EP, Irish Pipe and Fiddle Tunes. This is the slip jig Hardiman the Fiddler, played by Willie Clancy. Willie Clancy playing Hardiman the Fiddler. By the time the mid-1970s rolled around, Irish traditional music was being arranged with elements of jazz and rock to give it that bit more excitement. The group, the Bothy Band, was one of many actively modernising traditional music. Here they play a set of jigs on their 1977 Green Linnet LP, the Bothy Band. The set is Tower Road to Sligo and Paddy Clancy's jig.
Paddy
Tower Road to Sligo and Paddy Clancy's jig played by the Bothy Band. The hornpipe was one of several dance styles that enjoyed great popularity in the 19th century. In essence, it is a solo dance and showed off the dancer's best moves, which begs comparison with some more recent styles of solo dance. Here we have whistle player Billy Conroy on the 1974 topic LP Bonnie North Tyne, Northumbrian Country Music. The lead tune of the set is from O'Neill's Music of Ireland, and the others seem to be English, dating back as far as Durfee's 1679 play The Virtuous Wife. These are The Green Castle, Spot On and Corn Rigs. Billy Conroy playing the Green Castle Hornpipe, Spot On and Corn Rigs. Next we have Dave Swarbrick and Martin Carthy with a couple of reels on their 1967 Polydor LP, Rags, Reels and Airs. Here the lead tune is again Irish, while the second tune has Irish-American roots. With Dave Swarbrick playing mandolin on this set, the tunes are The Jolly Tinker, traditional, and Rags and Tatters, composed by Larry Redican. Thank you. Chris Warbrick and Martin Carthy playing the Jolly Tinker, and Rags and Tatters, otherwise known as Rattigan's or Redican's Reel. You're listening to Kidnappers Cayley for St. Patrick's Day, coming to you from Radio Hawke's Bay, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. In a few moments, we'll hear Ian Bartlett, Dave Flynn and Mick Gorman. Later on, we'll play John Douglas, Francis Morton and John and Jacinta McAvoy. Take a look at radiohawkesbay.org.nz to find out more about our programs and about Radio Hawke's Bay. While you're there, click on the On Air Now zone to get great streaming audio. For more information on the recordings we're playing today, search for the Kidnappers Cayley page on radiohawkesbay.org.nz, where you can find our recent broadcasts and a link to our playlist posted on Facebook. Or subscribe to the NZ Folk mailing list through the kiwifolk.com website to receive our playlist by email every week, complete with websites you can visit to order CDs and downloads. And if you enjoy live, unamplified music, bring your instrument and join in the Celtic Jam on Wednesday nights at the Rose and Shamrock, Napier Road, Havelock North, where the session starts about 7:30 PM. Auckland multi-instrumentalist Ian Bartlett has recently released an album of songs and tunes called Rogues in the Minstrels Gallery on his Find the Ferret label. Here he plays flute on a slow air and a fast air. They are Ancooling, traditional, and Lord Inchiquin by Tuloch O'Carolan.
Thank you.
Ian Bartlett playing An Cualann and Lord Inchiquin. Irish guitarist Dave Flynn is next with a tune composed by Irish fiddler Ed Reavy, who had a long business career in the United States. On Dave's 2025 Frisbee Records album Celtic Guitar Master, this tune, named for a wading bird that lives on dry land, is called The Corncrake. Dave Flynn playing The Corncrake. The next tune may have been called The Flagon originally, and its more common title lends itself to that speculation, as it sounds alike. Recorded in 1970 by the topic team of Bill Leader, Reg Hall and Michael Plunkett at Michael Gorman's house in Manchester, the recording was used decades later for the 2015 topic CD set It Was Mighty, The Early Days of Irish Music in London. Here, flutist Mick Gorman plays the flogging reel. Ha ha ha! McGorman playing the flogging or flagon reel. Stay tuned to Kidnappers Cayley on Radio Hawke's Bay to hear John Douglas, Francis Morton and John and Jacinta McEvoy. You're listening to the St. Patrick's Day Kidnappers Cayley with Mitch Park on Radio Hawke's Bay, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. Here's another set of traditional Irish hornpipes, this time played by John Douglas in 2024 and released on the 2025 Cowgis na Fidgelary album The Fiddle Music of Donegal, Volume 5. The tunes here are the Galway Hornpipe and the Belfast Hornpipe.
Thank you.
John Douglas playing the Galway and the Belfast hornpipes. Next we have the amazing whistle playing of American-Irish flutist Frances Morton on her 2025 self-published album Sleacht. Here she plays three traditional Irish reels, Seán Sa Ceoil, Flowers of Red Hill, and Miko Russell's Mason's Apron. Frances Morton playing Seán Sa Ceoil, Flowers of Red Hill, and Miko Russell's Mason's Apron. We end with John and Jacinta McAvoy and their son Paddy playing three reels on the 2025 John and Jacinta McAvoy album The Boyne Mist. The first is attributed to the fiddler Johnny McGreevy, and the other two are John McAvoy compositions. They are Oney Davies' reel, The Hill of Schlein, and A Year and a Day. Thank you. If you'd like to hear this program again, search Kidnappers Kaylee on the Radio Hawke's Bay website or on accessmedia.nz, where you'll find some amazing programs contributed by all 12 community access radio stations around New Zealand. We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Kidnappers Kaylee and that you'll join us again soon, either at this time next week or on Folk on Sunday at 4 this afternoon. This is Mitch Park wishing you good listening, good health, good luck, and goodbye for now.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.